Last weekend, we went away for a family weekend to the Hunter Valley and took the Toyota Kaluga Grande Hybrid along. It was the perfect vehicle for the trip. Being a Kaluga meant there was plenty of space for five adults and comfort. Three made the trip up with all their luggage, and over the weekend there was five in the Kaluga daily. The middle seat in the middle row was a little smaller, so seat placement is important for different sized people. Also being the Grande meant that it was packed with all the luxury comfort and safety features Toyota can put in there. Being a hybrid meant the fuel economy was excellent, around 6.5 litres per 100 kilometres. With the 2.5 litre Atkinson petrol engine and hybrid technology, there was enough performance to keep drivers engaged. The Kaluga has a CVT with 6 stimulated gears and constant all-wheel drive. The ride, handling and dynamics were excellent for a largest SUV. Inside the Kaluga, the overall impression is of space and comfort. Overall visibility is excellent. The Kaluga is smooth and quiet on the road. It's easy to see why they're so popular. Toyota Kaluga Grande Hybrid is priced from a bit over $80,000 plus usual costs. This is Motoring Minute. I'm Brenna Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution, and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R PHEV, and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra, and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.